Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda from Work From Your Happy Place, and I'm so excited today. We have a fantastic show in store for you. I have Sandy Krakowski with me today, and she is an angel investor and radical new generation author who built a $20 million empire with her self-taught skills. She is known in the business world for her teachings on faith at work, empowering women, and is famous for talking about what everyone sweeps under the rug. As a Facebook marketing expert, she was noted by Forbes as a top 20 online marketing influencers of 2014, top 20 women social media influencer, and a top 50 social media power influencer. Wow. It is my pleasure to welcome Sandy Krakowski.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's really my honor to be here and to just have some fun and talk to you about business. And I was looking at your podcast and it looks very impressive. Congratulations. You are growing really, really fast.
Well, thanks so much.
It looks like you've been in the top 20 too, so keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited. I just feel that people need to be inspired about, you know, doing things that they love to do. And at the same time, we try to have a little bit of training in here so that people can learn some basic skill sets. So it kind of gives you a little bit of both worlds. That's our goal. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, fill in some of the gaps from your bio and tell us a little bit about that journey and let us get to know you a little bit more.
Well, about 28 years ago, I was a single mom living on $5,000 per year. So when I have clients who come into our coaching programs or to my website who say they're starting on rock bottom, I totally know what that's like. Since then, I've built 15 successful companies, 13 of which have gone over a million, five of which have gone over 4 million. And now I'm running a $20 million company that serves over 2 million clients. One of the things that I would say I have learned along the way is that you really can build a business from anywhere in the world, but not anywhere in the world would be conducive for building a really profitable business. People go, what on earth does that mean? Well, the very first business I built, Belinda, I built it in the middle of the country where we were currently living. And I was connecting to the internet by satellite of all things. And I learned really, really quickly that satellite internet connection is slow.
Absolutely.
Back in the 90s, it was like, what did you say, Belinda? Count to three. Okay, and then we said this, count to three, you know.
Yes.
That was before voice over internet protocol, VOIP, had even gotten popular.
Right.
And so I have really had a great time building my businesses that I had no idea would help shape my life and create a future for me that I never would have dreamed was possible. And so it's really my honor to inspire people, to motivate people, and to really be somebody who talks about the reality of what it takes. There's a lot of dreamy and romantic notions about building businesses out there. I like to cut to the chase, teach the strategies. I really am noted for being a growth hacker. So that means that I really hack away at what is not necessary, find the top 10% of what it takes to grow something really, really fast and do that. All of the companies that I've built have grown very fast. My current company went to over a million in sales in 7 months with over 100,000 clients. And so I'm excited to see what we can impart and help your audience with today.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell us just a little bit then about how this business and the businesses that you've had, but being your own boss, if you will, has shaped your lifestyle.
One of the things that I learned along the way was that your good habits and your bad habits are going to follow you. And so I've always been really self-disciplined about creating charts and creating to-do lists and following up on my own, you know, whatever that I'm doing and keeping good track of that. That was a skill that nobody had to teach me. I'm amazed at how many people try to start a business and they can't keep their house clean yet. Does that make sense?
Completely.
The other thing is, while those were all my big strengths, my weaknesses also followed me. So the very things that I needed to get courage in my life, life, the very things that I needed maybe to heal personally, or all the things that I was avoiding. I learned that every single financial breakthrough in my business was directly tied to something that I needed to break through personally. Groups of people that I might work with or avoid, industries that I might be willing to go into or stay away from, reasons why I might work in one area of business or say the other one, no, that's just not my thing, were all directly tied to my own personal growth. And so my business has been the thing that God has used to challenge me. I think it's really funny. I was telling a group of ladies several months ago, you know, if God had said to me, hey, if you grow this personal skill, I can add another six figures to the business. If you start this skill and if you go through this block you're having, it can take your business to another place. You can make more money and work less hours. I was all about it. But if God said, hey, if you go through this thing, it's actually going to make you a more powerful woman. And, you know, you might not struggle with this, that, or the other thing. Ironically, I probably wouldn't have followed him in that. But along the way of teaching me how to grow my business tangibly and strategically and skillfully, he showed me the personal things that I might have avoided or thought I wasn't even worthy of, or thought, no, that's like way too deep. We're not going there. He still went there with me and did it through business and caused me to grow in ways I never thought I would be growing.
Oh, that's great. And it's different than what a lot of people share. So I want to thank you for that. And just thank you for, I follow a lot and I've certainly been watching your Facebook Live, but you're always very authentic and very real and kind of tell people like it is. And I love that about you. So thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
So what do you feel are a couple of your greatest skill sets then that have helped you to be successful in owning your own business?
I think one of my greatest skill sets, and it's something I've been doing from the beginning, is to be able to read people and see industry trends and be able to shift between things. You know, a lot of times people get so engrossed in what they're trying to accomplish or the business model they're trying to accomplish or the sales campaign they're trying to create that they won't let it go even if it's failing, or they won't let it go if it's not the best fit for them. So many people wrap up their whole identity in what they do in business. And yet I was willing, if I saw something was going to work in a different way or I saw a different trend in business, I had no problem shifting and moving in that direction immediately and not even worrying about what was, you know, left behind. But at the same time, I also was able to sustain a lot of things in my shifts. A lot of times, I was just telling my VIPs last Friday when they were here in my Kansas office, I said, sometimes people go into a new niche or a new realm or something, and they completely implode everything they've built. One of my core competencies is being able to sustain what you've already built, shift, know what to leave behind, but still to be able to grow in the next level. I also, you know, the bratty side of me didn't need everybody to understand what I was doing. I think, you know, all of us entrepreneurs have an inner brat, whether we want to admit it or not. One of the things that I realized later in my success, because so many people were telling me, well, so-and-so doesn't understand and so-and-so saying this and how do I respond to that? For some reason along the way, I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to explain to someone who'd never built a multimillion dollar business why they couldn't figure it out in maybe their employee type situation. What I mean by that is I wasn't looking for business advice from people who never built businesses, and I wasn't expecting people who've never built businesses to ever understand some of the things that I was doing. I think that really gave me a lot of inner fortitude and gave me a lot of strength to avoid a lot of a drama that way too many people get caught in.
I think you made a couple of really great points there. And the first one about not getting stuck emotionally, I think people actually end up sticking way too long with something just because either to prove something or to prove a point. And it's like, let it go and move on to the next thing. Because most of the time, at least what I have found, and I'm sure you have too, is that when we finally let that go, even though it could be painful in that moment or it's hard or you invested a lot of money or whatever it was, it's like usually the greatest thing is right around the corner. And if you hadn't turned the corner, you wouldn't have found the next greatest thing that's going to take you to a new place. And that's certainly what I have found.
Oh, I agree. And I mean, I used to say as soon as I had everything figured out, you know, the dock changed where we were supposed to take off. And so, you know, it's like when you start to work on something, you're trying to get to the end, things could be changing around you and we can get so stuck in finishing the thing that we're doing. There's definitely a skill set to be able to get to completion and finish what you're doing. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the way he runs Facebook is a great example for all of us. As soon as some people are figuring everything out, Zuckerberg changes the algorithms. And that's why a lot of times I'm teaching people direct response marketing, relationship, and good old-fashioned business is not going to be affected by algorithms. And you have to be able to change with the platforms around you. If you're not, like, for example, I built my very first business, Belinda, they had no blogging. We had forums where people chatted back and forth. They were called bulletin board systems. And when video and that came out, if I was still stuck in the mud of what I was doing, my gosh, I would still be working on a front page, Microsoft front page built website. Can you imagine?
Right.
Or when blogging first came out and you no longer needed to hard code everything and you could now, you know, drag and drop widgets. If I had spent all this time learning how to hard code everything, which by the way, I did, and I wasn't willing to shift and move into the other way where things were going to be drag and drop and change like monthly, I probably would have had a nervous breakdown. You know, sometimes people make, they attach an emotional attachment towards a completion of something as opposed to having a business mind on what's going to be profitable in my business, what is working in the industry right now, and what can I do to apply that to my own work, you know, personally and professionally.
Right. So then that's awesome. And this kind of just leads us right into this, but share with us an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, one of the biggest things, and it's one of the most transparent things I shared recently on my Facebook page, you know, I've done over $250 million in sales. I mean, it's probably up to $300 or $400 million now because, you know, for every $50 million you sell, there's a certain amount of profit that you're making. I've drop shipped and done network marketing. I've done, you know, all different kinds of businesses, even creating my own products. Building something online and behind a screen, I had huge success. I mean, I did over $30,000 in sales my first year, went to $1 million my second year, and built a $4.5 million business by my third year in business. And by the way, at that point, I didn't have any mentors, any trainers, nothing. Sometimes I sit back and I go, how in the heck did I do that? But it was really easy for me to do that behind a screen, write emails, interact with people by live chat and that. But I was terrified to do some things face to face, and I didn't even know I was that afraid until I started going out to some conferences and doing even some things from the stage and face-to-face prospecting. And at the same time, I was recovering from some trauma. I mean, I was gang raped in my 90s. In my 20s. It was in the 90s when I first started coming face-to-face with this reality. And I even was sexually molested as a young girl. And as I went out, remember I said there were certain groups of people, different things I wouldn't do in business and didn't realize it was attached to my personal growth. As I went out on the stage and I started doing face-to-face, I remember I was working with my spiritual mom and dad at the time. And I was like, why does this thing make me feel like I'm going to throw up? It had nothing to do with being fearful on the stage. I mean, I'm made for a stage. I'm made for TV. I light up in front of a camera. I light up in front of a live audience even more than I do virtually. And it was at that time that I realized I was going to have to overcome some of my past trauma to take my career to the next level. I'm happy to say there were times when it was so scary and so hard, and I had to trust people when that was a very hard thing for me to do because of what I had experienced. And it's paid off not only handsomely, but it's brought some of the most incredible people into my life who are now what I'll say are lifelong friends because I was willing to work through some of those obstacles.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. So now, looking at now where you're at today, what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Great music, lots of caffeine, People who have great attitudes and aren't a bunch of fakes and aren't just like, oh, that's great. Oh, that's fine. Uh-huh. Yes, man. Yes, that's fantastic. Shall we go to the next thing? Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I've worked in those kind of groups and stuff. And it's like, I like being around people who are authentic, who are real. Not everybody's super happy every day, but people can be positive. People who are creative and innovative. One of my favorite things to do is just to have my laptop and some great music blaring on my Alexa and, you know, maybe be writing. I kind of go into that zone. But at the same time, you know, in the last 3 years, I have a business office. I'm no longer working from my home all the time. I work from my home 2 days a week and then work with my team in our corporate office. I like being around creative people. I love being around people who are innovative and do things differently and just like to get the next thing done and have lots of coffee and tea around.
That's
I said
awesome.
Caffeine twice, didn't I?
That's okay. I like lots of caffeine too. I was watching your one the other morning about getting up and having coffee, and I was like, oh, it's whenever you're in places, hotels that have horrible coffee, you're just like, oh, this is killing me.
Yeah, what girl does a video before she's even put her makeup on or combed her hair, eh?
I don't know, because I was like saying, okay, I'm willing to follow her in a lot of this and not one of them. I'm not that, haven't grown that much yet, I guess.
But I have to tell you, it's so hysterical, because that morning, like, I totally am just starting to look at Snapchat and like, okay, what on earth is everybody so engrossed about Snapchat? And it's funny because I like watching different genres and different people. So I'm following all the Kardashians and the Jenners and all these beauty bloggers. And I'm like, okay, Kim Kardashian had a picture of her child crawling across her face as she's getting out of bed, and it's going viral. Certainly, if I go put a picture on my Facebook page and say, hey, good morning, what are people, I honestly don't care what they think, but I'm wondering what's going to happen. Good Lord, it's the most viral video on my entire Facebook page this month.
Are you serious?
I had to like make sure, okay, is my sheet up enough? Because I don't have a bra on. And, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm laying there going, okay, my biggest choice of the day is French press, slow brew, or cappuccino. It was like only a minute long. And the thing had been seen by the most amount of people. And I'm very, very intentional of saying to my audience, y'all know what I look like when I'm all dolled up. That's why I have no problem talking to you if I have no makeup on. You know, one of the things that happened, Belinda, I can't even go to an airport anymore without people recognizing me. And I'll be out and about, you know, without any makeup on and sunglasses on and my, just like who I might be that day in my sweats and run into people. And it took so much pressure off of me just being myself. And so one of the ways that I overcame a challenge of, oh my God, what if I run into people and I'm having a bad day, was to just go do a video without any makeup on, feeling like, okay, I might be having a bad day, or saying to people, I'm exhausted, but I thought I'd do a video today. I did a video a couple of weeks ago where I'm so stinking tired. Some people had asked me if I was drinking. I'm like, okay, I am a cheap date. A half a glass of wine is a little bit too much for me. And yet on that video, I was so tired, but I was having a blast with my audience. And that kind of authenticity may not be for everybody, but it is a true expression of who I am. And I figured, hey, if the Kardashian girls can do it and have a multi-billion dollar brand, then Sandy can too.
There you go. So share with us something you're extremely proud of.
I'm extremely proud of my three sons. They're all very, very different. They inspire me every day. They've walked this journey with me. I've homeschooled all of them. So they are the three human beings who have spent more time with me than anybody else. And, you know, they're all musically talented. They're all very, very gifted. And it's interesting to me, one of the most, I guess, the proudest moments of my life are knowing that not only do my kids like me and love me, but they like to hang out with me. Yeah. You know, because you always grow up loving your mom and stuff, but you don't necessarily like to hang out with her. My boys have had their first cigar with me. They've had their first glass of wine with mom. And now I even have my first grandbaby. And so some people might go, oh, dear God, you smoke a cigar. Like maybe once a month, but it was the funnest thing because I have a son who thought that would be really cool. And I said, well, why don't we have our first one together? And so having fun with my sons, growing in life with them. They're 28, 22, and 20 has just been the most amazing thing. And now I got my grandbaby Luca, who's my little light. That's what Luca means. Has just been the thing that I'm more proud of than anything in my whole life.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have a 31, a 29, and an 11-year-old.
Oh my gosh, you don't look old enough for a 31-year-old.
Thanks. And they all live within a mile. Of course, the 11-year-old still lives at home, but my son lives seven houses down, and my daughter lives a mile down the road.
Oh,
so
for you.
That just, you kind of do, they must like hanging out with you if they're willing to be that close, right?
Yes, Mom, absolutely.
All right. So,
where the good cooking is, right, Mom?
Yeah, that would come from my husband, not from Mom. But that's right. I serve it up for him, and we all get to have a real fun time. But I can't take any credit for making any meals.
That's fun, though.
So, all right. What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs? I know there's so many people out there right now, and they just, you know, they want it. They've got this dream. They want to make it happen. So, what advice would you have for them?
I'm probably going to be the rarity on your entire podcast and tell them don't do it. And let me explain why I say that, because so many people have a dream about being an entrepreneur. And I'm the first one to say to them, you know, some of the skills that I teach for entrepreneurs, you could actually use in your own job, advance your career, make a lot of great money, and impact a company. Being an entrepreneur is not necessarily the way that you fulfill all your dreams and have the richest life. For some of us, it is. For some of the people listening, I believe they may be called to go support entrepreneurs, to be our employees, to be contractors we hire, to be the person who, I have an incredible dog walker who comes every day when I'm at the office and plays for an hour and a half with my fur babies. Some of the people listening might be the best nanny or assistant you've ever hired. And so not everybody's wired to be an entrepreneur. You know, it's going to be one of the hardest, most enjoyable, most life-changing, gut-wrenching, truth-telling things you'll ever do. But I think to not give up on your dreams is what I would say. I truly believe that each one of us is called by God to do something impossible in the world. We might all have different faith backgrounds and everything, and I love that. I love diversity and harmony. But I also think that we together can do a lot of great and possible things together. And some of that's going to mean some of us are going to be CEOs, some of us are going to be entrepreneurs, and some of us are going to be incredibly powerful contractors and incredibly powerful employees. And so my best advice that I would give to entrepreneurs is go for it with all you've got. And to those who are wondering whether or not, well, maybe they're not called to be an entrepreneur, I would tell them as well to go for it with all you've got and don't give up on your dreams and find a great company that supports its employees to have as much growth as maybe an entrepreneur might have on their own.
You know, that is such a great point. It's one of the reasons I had this show titled, probably four different titles before I really came up with what I wanted it to say. And the reason we did Work From Your Happy Place, because happy place for some people is working a 9-to-5 job, is they are the janitor and they love serving people there and being with the kids, and they do it to their absolute, and they love it. And so that was why we ended up titling it what we did, because I think people really need to just be the best them that they can be and enjoy and embrace what you love doing, no matter what that looks like.
Exactly. And not every company is the same anymore. Like we pay for lunches. My staff works 9 to 4:30. I actually pay them a full 9-to-5 day. No, so that sounds crazy, but I do. And for me, it used to break my heart that last half hour can change your entire night trying to go through traffic and not. I like to buy my team lunch. We do a lot of things together in the office, but we also work 2 days a week from home. All of my team will work from home 2 days a week. And so a lot of companies are finding that they're going to break the rules. They're going to have mornings and evening crews, and they're not going to wire their days off at the same time. A lot of my team's members will take an entire week off. A lot of us take the half of the month of December off. And so there's a lot of companies now that afford that kind of freedom as well.
Absolutely. So with our last couple of minutes here, do you want to share some exciting new things that you're working on? And then how can our listeners find you?
Well, they can find me, obviously, on Facebook at my Facebook page, which would be under my name. You can also find me on my website at arealchange.com. You know, we have over 150 free videos on my website that they can get available for a free download today to get started on their dream, their business, advancing their career. I've got training as far as Facebook ads, social media, copywriting, direct response marketing. The biggest thing that I'm working on right now is spending more time writing. I'm also working with some different television crews, and really, I'm working a whole lot less than I used to, Belinda. I now work about 25 hours a week, enjoying my life in a totally different way. You know, live interactive tools have made it possible for me to do some of these things that don't require me to work as many hours. And so Facebook Live, being able to do video anywhere in the world, these are the kinds of things as well that we're sharing with our viewers. I think being able to create your own dream and all that is great. I know what it's like to make millions of dollars and advance my skill and work tons of hours and love every minute of it. Now I'm 52. I'm in my 21st year of business, and I'm enjoying the time that I work, and I'm also enjoying as much the time that I'm not working. I get to babysit my grandbaby once a week and be able to, you know, really design the latter part of my life. Listen to me, I'll probably be doing this till I'm 90 in some way or form, but I think I've got a lot to share through TV and through books and through my mastermind. So that's where we're spending the next several years, growing our masterminds and serving small business owners in that capacity. I appreciate very much, by the way, being able to be on your podcast tonight. You've got some great speakers on this podcast. I think people should listen to what you have to offer. You've got a lot to share.
Well, thank you so much, Sandy. And yeah, we're really excited. And I think it's just going to be, I'm happy to have people like yourself who bring so much value in sharing with others and teaching others. And that's what we're trying to aim for. But we've got a great diversity of guests lined up as well. We really do. Thank you again so much for your time today. Everybody, please go check her out, especially on her Facebook Lives. They're going to make you smile. They're going to bring joy to your life that day, honestly. And then she has got so much invaluable content. So once again, thank you so much, Sandy, for being part of really our launch with this podcast. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And God bless and good luck in everything you do.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.